This is high tech on steroids this morning. I don't know how this is going to work out. So all these other guys come up here, and I got these little pads and stuff. So I got me a little pad and stuff. The only problem with it, my pads are small. I can't read it. So anyway, I hope it's sideways on my part. Can you? Oh, there you go. Anyway, am I on? I don't think I'm. Okay. I don't think I've turned it on. I'm a little nervous today, as you can tell. I found out yesterday afternoon on my way back from Chattanooga that this was my time to speak. So I started to just crash out and let somebody lead some songs today, but I got to thinking about it. And this is a very important week for us in our country. And did it come up? So this may work. And we're seeing some of this for the first time together, because it took me a little while to get this. And my printer doesn't work, so I don't have a copy of what's next. So we'll be maybe seeing some of this together. You know, we are blessed to be in a country that has a time set aside for Thanksgiving. Not just to thank our friends and neighbors and things like that, but from the very beginning, our country was founded on the idea of thanking God and being thankful to God. And George Washington was the first president, and of course, he set the standard for the nation in giving honor to God. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor. We set aside this time for the nation to pray to God, to thank God for the things that we have in our country. In 1865, Abraham Lincoln reemphasized this, and he says, I do hereby appoint and set apart the last Thursday in November as the day of thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God, the beneficent creator of the universe. Sometimes I wonder, and I know as we look around in our secular society, that people think now, it seems like more than ever before, that the world owes me things, and we aren't as grateful to have things as the people who lived in our past that set these things up. In pioneer times, thankfulness to God just for survival. Not that God owed them anything, but that as they moved through their life, that God provided the necessities for them. And that we should then be growing in our thankfulness, not based so much on what we have, but on the fact that God is with us and has promised us certain things as we live. Some of you may have heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who has recently, some of his books are very famous. He was a very persecuted Christian in Europe during World War II. And has many wonderful writings about his Christianity and about how we should view our relationship with God. And he said, "It is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. It's only when we realize how grateful we should be and how thankful we should be that we have things that life becomes rich." It's when we think everything that we are owed things. Is it not working? Oh. I knew something would go wrong. Okay, that's all right. I'll blame you. Now, okay. Henry Ward Beecher said, I may have to look up on the screen. It's so small. Pride slays thanksgiving, but a humble mind is the soil out of which thanks naturally grows. A proud man is seldom a grateful man. He never thinks he gets as much as he deserves. And that approach to thanksgiving is that we look at the gifts that we have as things that are to be thankful for, not that we expect to receive them. Why we're going to talk about some of these things this morning, why it is important to be thankful. How does attitude tie into thankfulness? How do you show thanks? How does it affect your daily life? Would people characterize you as a thankful person? And why do we need to be especially thankful for what God has done for us? And what can we learn from the Bible about thanksgiving? And we know, we're all familiar with Scripture, and we know that the Bible is full of implorations from God to His people to be thankful. In the Old Testament times, they were promised that if they would always be thankful to God for the blessings that they had, that God would continually bless them and give them things. Give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And we also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God which is at work in you who believe. What about our circumstances? This person says a Christian who walks by faith accepts all circumstances from God. He thanks God when everything goes good, when everything goes bad, and for the blues somewhere in between. He thanks God whether he feels like it or not. And I always think of Paul and Silas in the jail. I think all of us have that in our memory as we think about they were singing and praising God in a terrible circumstance. And we read several places in the New Testament where Paul talks about we are surrounded on every side by hostility, things happening to us that are causing us to suffer. And yet they were praising God, they were thanking God just to be His children, just to be a part of His kingdom. 1 Chronicles 16, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among all the nations what He has done. And I appreciated the reading this morning from Psalm 95. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God, our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to Your holy name, that we may glory in Your praise. Psalm 7:17. I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 100. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We certainly should be thankful, just as others are, for family, for our health, for our friends, for circumstances that are good. Sometimes we get a new job, or something good happens to us. Even in a congregation, sometimes good things happen. But But we have more to be thankful for as Christians than just the things. Even our family, even our friends, even our the good things that happen to us. Finding a nice car down in Chattanooga by just accident, nearly. Look on the internet. Be thankful. I found a car. I want it. Of course, 2 days later, I found out this guy was a chain smoker and all the smoke started coming out of the carpet. But I'm still grateful for the car. But that's not the foundation of our thankfulness, is it? As Christians, if that's all we had to be thankful for, just think of some situations where families are in trouble. They have a lot of problems. Sometimes families are not necessarily something we gain a lot of thanksgiving for, because sometimes our families let us down. Sometimes our family members are not what they should be, and they're disappointing. Sometimes our circumstances are not that way, and sometimes there's just a lot of things in life that if the only thanks that we could give for something was the good, our life would be up and down and scattered, and you would have a basis for happiness because you had great circumstances, and I wouldn't. How could we fellowship? How could we be united together like that? But we are thankful to God for the things that He has given us spiritually and for the things that He has given us by wiping away our sins on the cross and giving us opportunity to have access to that and to live lives that have purpose in this world besides just making a living. And our relationship with God is what drives and should drive Christians' thankfulness. We do have a lot of blessings. We live in a great country. We have the blessings of a wonderful church family. I think we all are really thankful for that. God has blessed us in a lot of ways. We look Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, and we see kids coming into here, and it makes us thankful to those who have willingly gone out and searched our neighborhoods to find kids that are interested to learn about Christ and to know what it means to be around Christian people and enjoy the benefits of spiritual lives. And we're all thankful for that. That's a spiritual blessing that we should be thankful for. For what things can we be thankful? All things should draw us back to God. And we need to take time to be thankful for our spiritual blessings. Maybe we ought to ask ourselves more this Thanksgiving. Sometimes we take that Thanksgiving, and I know we probably will in our house. We kind of stuff ourselves with Thanksgiving turkey and stuff. And it's all a wonderful thing. But the way that we really should maybe renew ourselves during the Thanksgiving time, we're emphasizing Thanksgiving as a nation, but as a Christian, as a family of Christians, we should live a transformed life, renew our dedication to showing God how thankful we are to Him by the lives that we live every day. In our families, setting good examples for our kids and for those around us, in our work, in our school. And we should share our physical and spiritual blessings with others. Remind people to be thankful for the spiritual blessings that we have and not just for the physical blessings. As we share a Thanksgiving meal this week, most of us will do that. Maybe we could take a few minutes out of our day and out of our meal to just share the things that we're thankful for as a Christian. And even as an American. This was a great quote. For three things I thank God every day of my life. Thanks that He has taught me knowledge of His works. Deep thanks for what He has said in my darkness that he has set in my darkness the lamp of faith. Deepest thanks that I have another life to look forward to. A life joyous with light and flowers and heavenly song. And you see who the author of that quote was. A person who really had very little hope in the world until someone got into her life and took her to a level that it was just unbelievable how much she accomplished, Helen Keller, in her life. So, maybe that was it. I have a couple of scriptures I'd like for us to look at before we close today. I do want to encourage us all to be thankful, not just for our country. We should be thankful for that. And even though sometimes in watching the news shows, which I do occasionally, I hate to, but sometimes I just do it. It's just habit, I guess. And you get over there and you hear all the bad news about, you know, how the country's going or not going or going down, going straight down. Maybe we're already all the way down. I don't know. But it's still the greatest country in the world, and we're blessed to be in it. We're blessed to be a part of it. And God placed us in this world not so much to be in good circumstance, but He also placed us in the world to demonstrate in whatever circumstance we are, whose we are, and what it means to us. There's a quote or a statement from Ephesians 5. We were all familiar with Ephesians chapter 5. I'm not sure I ever got this far in my class, but anyway, chapter 5 is in there. In verse 15, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and making melody to the Lord in your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. All our thanksgiving superfluous out here in the world that we live, that we enjoy, are all have to be centered around our relationship to God, our relationship to Christ. There's so many people out in the world, in places that you've been and I've been, that are not enjoying the things that we do. They live a tough Christian life. They live a harsh Christian life. They live a life that is underground sometimes, and they're in fear. They have no great two or three bedroom home to go home to with a bathroom with indoor plumbing and all of that. They don't have those things that we have. How can they find a way to be thankful? What is it about their life that they can say, thank you, thank you? It's in Christ. And that's why it's so important for us to try to reach others with that message, because so many will never have the physical things that we have and that we enjoy here in our country. I hope this Thanksgiving all of you will have a great time with your family and your friends, but I hope also that you'll take some time out. I hope I can do that too, to just thank the Lord for what He means to me and what He means to you as a Christian, what He's done for us as Christians, what the hope that He offers us. I'd like to close with a prayer. And I don't know, Jared, did you have a song picked out? What is it? See, if you turn to 781, let's stand and we'll have a word of prayer together, and then Jared will lead us in our song. Let's bow. Dear God, you've blessed us so much. We don't realize many times how much you've blessed us. Not just spiritually, but we're blessed physically. We have so many things in this life, and so many times we're grasping for more. And the small TV is not sufficient anymore. We have to move on to the next level. We move on. We try to move on. We can't be satisfied somehow. That's just the way the physical world is. You can never satisfy all of our physical desires, and the direction is always, I've got this and I want something else. I want more. But that's not the way it is in the spiritual life. Father, you've given us the most precious and greatest and most wonderful thing that we can ever get. You've given us salvation through Christ. You've given us a life, spiritual life, that we can share with each other as fellow Christians, with our families, with our friends, with those who don't know you. You've given us a great gift. It is the greatest gift and the greatest thing that we can find satisfaction in. Nobody can take it away. It cannot be separated from us by the devil or anybody else or anything else or any circumstance. No nation, no government can take it away. And it is the greatest thing that we can have. We don't need to constantly be looking for greater and greater and greater and greater. We've already got it in Christ. And we, Father, so many times don't view that precious gift of salvation through Christ with thankful hearts. And I pray to you that you will help us to appreciate more that spiritual gift that you've given us. That spiritual gift that so many in this world don't have. And they're always striving to feel some desire that they can never feel with physical things and in this physical world. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you for being the great God of heaven who made all things, who loves us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. You have a place that's prepared for us for eternity that we can enjoy. We know about it now. And when things get tough physically here on this earth, it's in our mind, it's in our heart, and we know that it's there for us, no matter what happens here. Help us to have so much thankfulness in our hearts that others will see that our life is not based on the same things that this world is based on, and they will want that kind of heart. That kind of life, it only comes through you and your Son Jesus. Thank you so much for this fellowship here, for the encouragement that we get from each other, for the faces that we look forward to seeing when we meet, for the hands that we shake and the hugs that we give each other. Help us to be thankful for each other. They are a gift from you. We thank you for our children that are coming into our congregation, and they mean so much to us and they give us so much joy and hope. Thank you for that. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have, those that are not Christians, to be one of yours and enjoy the same blessings that Christians should enjoy. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you promised and all that you are is all that is carrying me through. In Jesus, I thank you. And I thank you.
Bulletin today, so I'm going to go through that. Big thing there is December 2nd, which is next Monday night, will be the girls' night out Christmas party. So guys, we have to plan. I don't know who's in charge, but I'm sure we'll figure it out a couple nights before. But it's going to be Emily's house. Chris will be somewhere else. It's going to be at Emily's house. Next Monday night at 6:30. So it says in here, bring finger foods and a $5 gift for Dirty Santa game. If you have any questions, talk to Emily. We have a prayer list. I'll give you an update on my dad. His official diagnosis is congestive heart failure, which the problem with that, the compounding problem with that is to treat his heart condition, it hurts his kidneys, and to treat his kidneys, it hurts his heart. So we've got a balancing act there. He's feeling very well. He came over last night, he and Mom came over, and he's feeling great. He wanted to play with Charlie. Charlie screamed. He handed her off twice. But he enjoyed the game last night, so he's doing about as well as can be expected, and Mom's doing well. Pray for her, in my opinion, more, just because they've been married for 43 years. And she doesn't know what she's going to do without him, so just pray for both of them. We have prayer lists on here. Matt, any updates on your mom?
Mom is proven physically, but she's had a lot of trouble getting off the
track. Okay. It's a big week this week. It's Thanksgiving week. Like Papa said, we have a lot to be thankful for by being in this country, by being here, and take time to remember that this week. I know some people will be out and about and sprayed across the country. We'll be in Arkansas this week again, so Charlie, we'll get to have fun with the family some more. And pray for safe travels for everyone that goes out. Does anybody else have any announcements? Yes. And how old is he? Okay. Friend David, 21, open heart surgery.
Sister-in-law,